I am talking to Jen from Carboni's Pizza in Hastings. And first of all, thanks for taking the time to chat it up with us. I know that the coronavirus and all the repercussions has really changed a lot of ways that people are doing business. Tell us about Carboni's of Hastings, please.
Sure. Thanks for having us on, Mo. Really appreciate the opportunity. We're taking things day by day right now and just following the recommendations. We will be halting dine-in as of 5 p.m. today, and we will continue our takeout and delivery service. Luckily, we already have that established in our community, so we're fortunate for that. Not all businesses are that lucky, and we're also going to be offering our pizzas. We can do a pre-bake or a par-bake where it's just half-cooked. So you can cook it at your convenience at home, or you can stockpile in your freezer, so you got plenty of Carboni's to get you through. So,
and the takeout menu that you have, is that going to be your entire menu?
Right now it is, yep, and we're actually looking at seeing if there's a couple different dishes that we could even offer in a larger quantity, like more of a family style. So we will be having our spaghetti available within the next couple days and a family style order and possibly lasagna. We're kind of in the works right now, but we're trying to think outside of the box and be as creative as we can be. So.
Well, I know you've been in the restaurant business for a long time. Have you ever encountered anything like this?
Nothing. Nothing has prepared us for what we have faced in the last 2 weeks. And unfortunately, there was just so much uncertainty over the weekend that one slower weekend in the restaurant business can kind of do a lot of damage to our bottom line. So we're just hoping that, you know, everybody can step up and support our local businesses, not just us, but everybody who's able to remain open. We're not used to cooking three meals a day, most of us, so I think we're going to get sick of cooking at home pretty fast, and it'll be good that we still have these options available to us because there is nothing wrong with our food supply. This entire virus situation has to do with the respiratory system, and as long as people are staying home when they have any question about C. diff not feeling good, we should all be just fine. So the restaurant business is also thoroughly trained on food safety, and so this is our specialty. We're used to being cautious and being concerned about how we handle things, so that has definitely prepared us for this situation, as we're used to the sanitizing and all the things that go along with that.
So Jen, again, people can call your number, can they order online, can they have it delivered?
Yep, they call. Yep, we're here answering the phones, and we do also have online ordering available. We are offering zero contact delivery. If you feel more comfortable with us just leaving it at your door, we can certainly do that. Of course, there are situations, businesses, apartments, it's going to be a little trickier. But if people are concerned about exposure, you know, we're willing to do whatever it takes to help keep them fed right now and keep our employees working. So.
And Jen, what are your hours, please?
Sure. We're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
I think we're on 7 days a week with that right now. We had been closed on Mondays. In March, it was a slower time for us, but we're just going to go back to being 7 days a week right now and see how that goes. Of course, everything's day by day, but we're just going to try to be here for the community and do whatever we can to support what's going on.
Wonderful. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.